Hi, everybody. This is your hostess, Lakeisha Mazur, and welcome to the Overlooked Business Basics Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about elemental business practices. I was studying a call center assessment for a client that was to receive some services, and I noticed where volume took off before a storm, during the storm, and what was sorely lagging after that storm had subsided. Now, after this week-long assessment of looking at how home health agencies and certain doctor's offices enlist a call center as part of their team, it seemed as though the call center had way more call volume. But nothing they couldn't handle. However, there was not a lot of assistance from the clients that had hired them to be more effective at servicing the calls. Now, servicing these calls had ranged from many facts of play, as certain types of calls came in, to where they ranged from employees calling out, their patients and clients calling to reschedule appointments, calling to cancel appointments, to even those that were at the offices themselves, only to find them closed after braving the snow and the icy roads just to keep their appointment. And that is why, audience, I'm revealing how to know if your business is weatherproof and what steps to take if they are not. So this storm, it impacted several businesses for a whole week. Which offices would be open? And if they opened later or closed earlier, everything was played by ear. Which, of course, created confusion in mass scale. And after assessing, as I said, this snowstorm of confusion, I had assessed that their SWOT analysis could use some adjustment for better service. And if they were not using this SWOT analysis, absolutely, why not? Now, mind you, the whole point of this was I was assessing the call center for a client that was going to utilize their services, who is in the same genre of who I was monitoring. And some of the issues that your business would have from the elements would be if there are inbound shipments or outbound shipments. And high call volume during this time, because of the storm, was calling out by employees. And these employees called out either because their childcare was closed, the schools had a snow day, or the roads were not plowed where the employees were living remotely. And so this leaves a skeletal crew in the office sometimes. Or they have to close and work remotely. Certain ones work remotely. And the rest would be home for their snow day. So those were the three issues that were found due to the call volume. Because based on the skeleton crew, or the office being remote because it was shut down due to what they call inclement weather, right? Their elemental business practices dictated that the call center would handle their volume, which a call center most certainly can. And it is a mass advantage to the savvy business owner that can utilize them correctly. However, the problem was the center didn't know which offices were going to be closed, which offices were going to be open later in the day, and they also didn't know which ones were going to be closing up earlier due to the weather. And that is where the confusion rolled in, because callers would call in and they didn't know if it was yay or nay. Now, of course, strong internal call center team, they handled it very well and let everyone know what to say to the callers. However, it was on office error, the clients themselves, that they did not give enough feedback to their call center to best assist them during this stormy weather that they had. So this does depend, of course, on your industry. You know, whether this weather, whether the weather will impact your bottom line, whether it will impact your customer service. Of course, it does depend on your industry. But by looking at some of the businesses in the healthcare industry on this issue, it gives good insights. So, by looking at the SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, the analysis is a framework which is used to originally evaluate a company's competitive position, right? And of course, to develop strategic planning, which can be done despite the elements. The SWOT analysis assesses internal and external factors. Now, in this case of the weather, of course, being an external factor. But at the same time, missing employees by being a skeleton crew or working remote makes it internal factors. So you have all these different factors in play when weather is inclement and they can impact your bottom line. Now, the SWOT analysis, they can be used for future potential as well as current. And so what I'm talking about is how to use it in the current sense and apply it to bad weather. So the S, it stands for strength, and that describes what an organization excels at, right? And what separates it from the competition. And believe me, with doctors and home health care, there is definitely competition. You want that loyal customer base, that balance sheet, the technology, the branding, right? And then the W stands for weaknesses. So these weaknesses, they stop an organization from performing at its optimal level. And the elements and dealing with windstorms and snowstorms and ice storms, of course, that is definitely going to be a factor in not performing at the business's optimal level. The weather, of course, is out of your control as a business owner, but it is how you react to it, how you respond to it, what action you take, what things you put in place that makes a difference to where that level can be as optimal as possible under the circumstances. Now, of course, with these weaknesses, they are areas to where the business needs to improve to remain competitive or at least attentive to the customer's needs. And to avoid confusion between clients, customers, and employees that are calling out. Because without this in place, you are definitely looking at some high levels of debt due to offices being closed and no employees doing the services, which makes unhappy clients and not good customer success stories at all. And the O stands for opportunities. So this refers to favorable external factors that could give an organization a competitive advantage, such as having a call center that doesn't have any closing issues because call centers are generally open 24/7. That is that opportunity that you as a business owner can tap into. You can sleep while someone else answers your phone. Another opportunity would be if your website, which is your 24/7 storefront. Now, some websites, if you are dealing with a lot of heavy inventory that is shipping in and out, what you can do is you can put a warning about shipping delays. So there are various websites that know about this, especially if their home base is where storms happen. Whether it's rain, whether it's snow, it doesn't matter. If you are a business and that is your home where you ship out of, home as in storefront, but also home as in where you live. If you are able to reach out to your webmaster, or if you do your own website maintenance, you are able to put a website warning about shipping delays due to weather. This also comes in handy if something that you ship is sensitive to weather conditions. So there are some things that are health related, and if they are shipped to places where it is cold, there is a disclaimer that must be signed and acknowledged by the customer before the item is purchased, because if it is delivered to where it is cold, the product can spoil, which is the same reversal as if you are delivering something that needs to be cold to a hot weather hot weather climate, like you're shipping something to the desert. Well, that still needs to be said, because if they can't receive it in a timely manner, whether it's packed well or not, that is going to be a problem with customer satisfaction. That is going to be a phone call that you are not going to want, or worse yet, a review that's bad. And you don't want that either. So this is a good way to let customers know what the weather situation is, and if they need to expedite, meaning pay more to get faster, then they can most certainly do that. Or unless you would like to offer a discount for the shipping based on expediting that, then you most certainly can do that and offer that. But it is a way, under the opportunity, to let the customer know what is going on. And so we finally come to T, and T stands for threats, right? And of course, this is the one you want to always pay attention to, because this refers to factors that have the potential to harm the organization, aka your business, right? So, for example, right, in weather, there's severe heat, and droughts are generally a result of dry heat. So if something can be reduced or destroyed because of a threat, or in this case, not delivered, or not able to receive products, or not able to receive services, such as is the case with the home health and the doctor's offices. These are patients that cannot receive adequate medical care because nobody can get out to them. They are stuck in their homes or wherever, and they're not able to get the care they need. So those are threats. So the weather is a threat. The employee call out is a threat. And so those need to be taken in consideration. And when you do a SWOT analysis, originally it's like a visualization, so it's a square. So if you have the vertical line and the horizontal line, and then you go ahead and you put your S, your W, your O, and your T. It's segmented into four quadrants. And each quadrant, each square, of course, becomes an element of the SWOT. And the reasoning of this visualization is it provides a quick overview of the company's position based on the situation that's going along. Now, the points under each heading doesn't necessarily have equal importance. It's just that everything that's written down so it can be analyzed. Okay, they should all represent key insights into the balance of these opportunities and threats, as well as the advantages and the disadvantages. And so with this table, if using this for part of the planning ahead strategy of elemental business practices, you can actually pay attention to the weather and let all parties be notified in a timely manner without losing a lot of time, without too much reduction in your overhead. Yes, you probably would still have a remote office, but now that remote office is better prepared to handle influx of calls if you don't have a call center. Not to mention, you can tell your clients, customers, patients, if you are open or if you are closed. Meaning, everyone involved is paying attention to this weather. And you have enough people in place that can handle the outflow. Because once the weather is subsided, once the snow melts, the roads are plowed, right? The ice is no longer an issue. You now have all this backup. You now have this influx of appointments where there were nothing but cancellations, and everyone is now stretched thin because of this drought that a storm caused, that a flood caused. And so by looking at items on your SWAT table, once you do it, you can see where your business and the weather aspects of that business will go. And in the case of using this method, which is the whole point, and for weatherproofing your business, right, you would be able to virtually see, as I said, what can be done, what can be put in place. Now, of course, this is based on the weather of where you do your business, right? And you can also assess what factor of a certain type of weather will disrupt your business. That way you can predict a faster bounce back versus, as I said before, letting the weather die down, letting things melt, letting things not be windy, and then you have all this after weather carnage of rush and concern, which just adds to more confusion. The confusion never subsided. It just took a backseat and shifted into a different form. Because now you have all these people to help. They all need their services. They all need their product. Because you had shut down. And some didn't come to you. Some shut down themselves. So this analysis can help you identify other factors that have things shut down during the weather that your business might depend on. As I said, shipping inbound, shipping inbound for your supplies, outbound shipping for the deliveries. You now have note on how those can be handled, which means you now have actionable steps for tricky weather situations. That's right. The SWOT analysis gives you actionable steps for tricky weather situations. Now, you can use it for other aspects of your business, but in this particular case, tricky weather situations is the key thing of what we're using this SWOT analysis for. And for those that actually help in cleaning up or assisting others with bad weather damage, meaning bad weather is your bread and butter, well, this can absolutely be used in reverse to assist you in improving your bottom line when that bad weather, but good for you, hits others and you offer your services. And so, in closing, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you do not weatherproof your business, the weather will take out your business. Yes, the weather will take out your business. It can be an overlooked business basic done more often than you think. All right. So no longer can you let the weather dictate everything that happens in your business. No rain, no sleet, no snow, no ice, no wind, no extreme heat. You know that you can apply SWOT. That is the strength, the weakness, opportunities, and the threats. To shift, to pivot as needed to keep your business rolling when the storms hit. You know that you have several if this, then that plans that can be activated when employees have to work remote or only skeletal crews exist to help customers and clients. So thank you for listening. And audience, here's my call to action. Subscribe to my show. I repeat, subscribe to my show. And here's my call to action for the people that like extra credit on top of that. Go ahead and check out my website, legalhelpforbiz.com, to see how we're making a difference in the lives of others with our services and how to become our client. And I look forward to bringing you more overlooked business basics, because once it's revealed, it cannot be concealed. Until next time, I'm your hostess, LaKeisha Mazur. Have a great day.